was on a mart one day, bidding online, and I said, should there not be something here for the marts? And we looked into it, and we worked through all the committees, through the Farm Business Committee, that we went through most of the committees in Dublin, and we worked with ICOS marts. It's nice to see to have an end result. Everybody working together worked well.
In terms of the working online, we know that a lot of work was done over the past number of months to try and get marts functioning as well as possible. How much a difference is this allocation going to make to make that process more smooth?
I think it would be very significant for the investment that the marts have made to continue trading. There's a grant in the Enterprise Office, and what the grant is in the Enterprise Office, I hear some of the cameras that some of the marts put up nearly cost that. Never mind the laptops they've put on, the software they've put on that to get people in then to get it integrated into their own systems. There was a huge cost involved, and hopefully this will help them move on a bit.
In terms of the farmers themselves, is there enough support and help being given to farmers to actually go online and do the trading on the mart online and do so with confidence?
There would be a right few farmers trading online. I know some of the older farmers mightn't be, and there would be some stock at the minute held back. And there would be a problem with internet coverage in the county. There might be a thing there to get farmers trained some farmers trained to be more computer or literate on their mobile phones. But the trade in the marts is going fairly well, although some of the managers say the amount of stock coming in has been held back. But within the next week or so, I would say any stock that has been held back with the reopening to level 3, I would say the marts will see a lot more stock in the next week or so.